True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, there is a big discussion on social media right now about something that I thought was very interesting. A 34-year-old woman who admitted that she is obese and she is working towards losing weight and made some progress, but she is still quite overweight. She was booking a flight to see her brother for Christmas across the country, and because she was overweight, she booked an extra seat so that she would be more comfortable.
Okay.
So she paid for an extra seat. Well, she checked in, had no problem at first, but then a woman came into the row and sat down with an 18-month-old child. Oh. She asked the large woman to squeeze into one seat so her son could sit in the other one.
Oh.
The larger woman said, "I'm sorry, I paid for that extra seat for the space." So then the woman called the flight attendant over and said, "This woman is taking up two seats, and I want my son to sit there."
Uh-oh.
The larger woman showed the flight attendant that she had, in fact, paid for both seats and that she was not willing to give up her seat because she needs the extra room to be comfortable on a long flight, and she had paid for it.
Yeah.
The flight attendant eventually told the mom she's going to have to keep her son in her lap because the woman had, in fact, paid for her seat.
Good.
But during the flight, the woman made passive-aggressive remarks and gave her dirty looks through the entire flight. So she came on and asked, "Was I the jerk in this or was I right in what I did?" Now, I am very much, I think, just judging from y'all's faces, I'm in agreement that this woman did all the things right. She realized, hey, I'm bigger. I'm going to not fit comfortably in one seat. I'm willing to pay for an extra seat so that I will have the room. And I also won't inconvenience anyone around me. She deserved the seat. She paid for it.
Yes.
The woman who took her child on, an 18-month-old, and didn't pay for an extra seat for the child, that's the rule. Then you keep them in your lap. Mm-hmm. That's the flying rule.
Or put them up under the seat in front of you.
Overhead bin.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
But I'm curious if any of you feel differently, and if so, why?
No, and in fact, I think I'd play like a violent movie or something on my little TV screen right in front of that kid.
Oh, wow, that's where
he takes it up another level.
Yeah, I do.
But see, I'd usually have my headphones on anyway watching movies, so her looks and remarks would not have affected me.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you try to close your eyes and you're thinking, that lady's really mad at me right now. Like, you know,
I ain't closing my eyes. I ain't taking my eyes off of her.
Well, okay, because I'm thinking some people might just not like, okay, I'm just going to relax the rest of the plane flight. But you got this person that's upset at you, giving you darting eyes, looks bad, you know, all that stuff, thinking that she's going to get me.
So here's what I get most frustrated by with these stories.
Start passing gas.
I get frustrated because I see this. You also see the people who are entitled when they get pulled over and they tell the police officer they don't have to give them their license, or they get caught shoplifting and they get an attitude like, you know, why are you messing with me? I don't understand the lady who has the son how she feels angry at the other lady. Like, where is her feeling that she deserved a seat that this woman had paid extra for? What in her mind made her think that was her right?
Well, I think at first she probably didn't think that. She just thought, oh, I got this extra seat here and this lady's not being nice. But after that lady showed her the tickets and then she got feisty, that's when a problem started.
Which again leads to my question, what makes these people think they deserve this crap?
They're entitled.
Exactly. Where do they get that from?
It's like the ones that you see on the plane where they want to move seats with somebody so they can sit next to their child or this or that. Book your tickets. Pick your seat.
Yep.
I'm not leaving my window seat for an aisle seat in the back.
But what if it's like, you know, a daughter and a let's say a family.
Plan ahead.
Well, okay, but there was not any seats left and they had to take that.
I think it's fine to ask, but never assume someone else needs to be inconvenienced because of you.
Exactly. I mean, someone maybe have no problem with it. Someone may have a reason they want to stay where they're at.
Because I would ask, like you said, I would at least ask, like, hey, do you mind if switching seats so I can sit next to my child? If they said no, I understand. I'm not going to get mad and feel like you should move so I could sit next to my child. Why would you want to sit next to a child anyway?
I would
say. Whether it be yours or someone else's.
Well, and true. I'd say, hey, you know what? I got this baby beside me right now. Can you switch seats, okay, so you sit by this baby?
Then I would.
I need to get some rest on this flight.
The only way I'll switch a seat, because I like window seats, and I like to be toward the front of the plane. I don't like to be in the back. It don't always happen, but I would only switch if I'm going to first class.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, if you got a seat in first class and you want to move back to me, I'll
That's
take your seat.
Probably not going to happen a lot.
It's not.
Yeah. pretty much most of the people online went with saying the oversized lady was correct and that the other lady should have either bought a ticket for her kid or accepted the fact that when she took this gamble to begin with, she knew there was a chance she would be holding the child.
And isn't that too young of a child to be in its own seat on a plane? I don't know how that works as far as age.
I don't know either.
Because you can't strap them in.
I know at a certain age they are able to sit in your lap, and that saves you some money if you want to do that.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you get a free seat next to you.
I can try that next time. One of my kids just going to sit in my lap. He's 13. He's fine.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with group therapy this week, it's going to be a lot of fun. We can all participate because I'm sure there's a dumb reason you've gotten a speeding ticket before. There's a likelihood that you will get a speeding ticket during the holiday season because there's an increase of traffic. And they say that there's spikes of violations on holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving because we're in a rush to get to Grandma's house, apparently.
Okay. We're hungry.
Got to get them deviled eggs.
My family, we don't eat till like, we get to my sister's about 2 o'clock, and by the time everyone gets there and everything gets set up, and it's probably 3 o'clock on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And that's making me mad because I don't eat breakfast.
Dude, I start just nibbling. I'll go in and grab a little sliced turkey and just nibble.
Yeah, it's a marathon. You got to train for it.
Yes, and I can't wait until 3 o'clock.
They also say expect more officers on the road during the holiday season as well because they know people are going to be speeding. And I don't know if you saw the latest story. Did you see that woman? She's going 107 miles per hour. And you want to know why she was doing it? Listen up.
There's a Little Caesars up the street from my house and where I was going to go jogging. And so I was speeding and it closed at 12. So I literally had like 15 minutes to get there. It didn't even feel like 107. It just like I was driving to get to I was hungry. When they pulled me over, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting pulled over? And by the time I get to look to the back, he's already like, I didn't even get to go like into a gas station. I didn't even pull over. He literally got me in the middle of the road and I was like going at a green light. And he got to my window and was like, get out.
She had to get her Little Caesars pizza.
She said, it's hot and ready, and so am I.
So here's what I want to do for Torture Tuesday. I'm sorry. Here's what I want to do for group therapy this week. What's the weirdest thing that you've gotten pulled over for and gotten a ticket for? Have you guys had any instances like that? Yeah.
I got pulled over speeding, and then when I proved that I wasn't speeding, he got me for a window tint violation.
Oh, okay.
Like, really? Yeah. You just want to be salty.
I was listening to the radio, and one of my favorite songs came on, and so I just started driving faster. And that was a police officer. He had one headlight out, in his car behind me. It was raining a little bit, and so
that tricked you.
Yeah, tricked me. I'm like,
is that not entrapment? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't expect a police car to have something wrong with it.
It was a state trooper, and so that my song came on. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be cool. And it was went right after I got my driver's license, so I wasn't thinking too straight. And so he pulled me over, got a ticket for that one.
Did you tell him he needed a ticket for his headlight being out?
I was too scared. I was a little kid at that point.
Citizen's arrest.
So what's the weirdest reason you've gotten a speeding ticket this morning? 1-800-386-0937.
I was in a rush, of course, because that's when bad things happen when you rush.
Okay.
And I was changing in my car.
Women do that a lot, I think, more than men.
You're changing what? Lanes or
clothes?
I was changing my clothes. I was getting out of sweats and everything and putting on some cute leggings, and my foot got caught in the legging, and I accidentally hit the gas. It accelerated, and I got pulled over, and I explained, and I tried to talk myself out of it, but, oh, I got a ticket.
You're lucky you didn't get worse if you told him you were changing clothes while you were driving.
I mean, were you dressed by the time the officer got there?
Yeah, my pants were on.
He was like, the officer's like, you know how fast you were going? And by the way, you don't have any pants on.
The best part is he asked me if I had a lead foot.
Ha, ha, ha. Like I have a legging foot. All right. Wow, that's a crazy one.
Yeah.
I would say that women should not be changing, or anyone should not be changing when they're driving, but I'm glad you didn't kill anyone.
It's the same thing as texting. Like, pull over and get you dress it on up, girls, however you want to, but pull over on the side of the road to do that.
Next time.
Okay.
Yeah, good idea.
We love you. Thanks for calling. So we're talking about the most unusual reason you got a speeding ticket this morning. What's your story?
Oh, my gosh. So I was listening to your show, and I was laughing so hard that I have no idea how it was going, and I'm still laughing about it. I got pulled over. I'm giggling, and the cop is trying to write this ticket, and the worst part about this whole situation is I can't even remember what you guys were talking about. I just
Yeah, we don't usually remember either.
Well, I didn't even feel bad about getting the ticket.
Wow. Well, that's dedication.
And then I'm trying to explain to him what is so funny about your show. And I'm telling him the story, and he starts laughing. And then he tells me he has no idea who you are.
Oh, my gosh. Did you still get a ticket?
And I still got the ticket.
That's funny. Stinks.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's a funny story. I mean, for us anyway.
Thank you for listening so much.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I mean, come on, if I can not feel bad about a ticket, you guys are doing something right.
Well, I'll tell you this much. We'll try to be less funny here on the show so people can slow it down out there. We love you.
Thanks.
So what is the most unusual reason you got a ticket? What's your story this morning?
So one time I was trying to get some snow off of my windshield. I had like already tried, and I tried scraping it off before I left, but I was late to work. And so I was like driving and reaching around and like kind of like scraping the front
from the driver's seat.
I got pulled over for it. I mean, I was just trying to like have a window, to where I could see just like a little like pocket.
Oh, well, you know what? I hate it when it does snow sometimes, you got that one little hole in there. It's almost like a submarine. You're trying to look out there. Well, honestly, you need to be pulled over for that. I'm like, take some time, scrape off that windshield.
I was late. Oh. Leave me alone.
He did say that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you being a part of the show this morning. Thanks for sharing that one.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Our group therapy this week is the weirdest reason you've gotten pulled over, because they say we get a lot of holiday tickets for speeding. That's what Santa Claus gives. Actually, state troopers, like, what'd you ask for Christmas? A speeding ticket? Because you were going a lot way faster than you should be going. There was a woman going 107 miles per hour. She was trying to get to Little Caesars before it closed.
Wow. We're getting some fun ones on text.
Yeah?
Yeah, one woman had her seatbelt off because she was pumping.
Oh, like breast milk pumping?
Huh?
Yeah.
Breast milk?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And said the cop was very felt very awkward for that.
Well, yeah, you can't stop, can you? Like in mid pump.
I'm not gonna. Okay. I don't know if you can or can't.
But she apparently started while she was driving.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
You got to pump when. So it's all like on a time slot thing. So you can't just skip a pump because then you might run out of milk. So
but can't you wait till you get to the place you're going?
And then what? Walk into the store and be like, "Hi, I'd like to purchase something." As your pumps are like, "Rah, rah."
Sit in the parking lot, maybe, and not drive while you did it.
It's 30 minutes. It takes 30 minutes. You want me to sit in a car for 30 minutes?
Well, she must have started while she was driving.
Maybe she thought traffic would be worse, and then she had every green light, and she's like, "Darn, I'm getting there a little faster."
I'm afraid I can't get on board with this. Appreciate the difficulty, but I don't think that means you should do it while you were driving.
Why? What is it going to do?
She couldn't wear her seatbelt, I guess.
That's what the problem, that's why she got pulled over, not having her seatbelt.
Well, that is definitely a weird story to be pumping and get pulled over.
Yeah.
All right, so 1-800-386-0937, what's your story?
So I was driving, I hit the gas really hard. It was a spider in my vehicle. I do not like bugs.
No, yeah. Man.
You had a spider?
Freaked out. Yes. So I was just like swerving all over the place. The police stopped me. Like, what's going on? I'm like, there is a spider in here. I need help. I need it out. I cannot drive. So the officer, he actually helped me get it out the vehicle. And I just got like a little warning.
A warning for that?
Yeah.
That's good.
Good for you, because the time that happened to me, it was in the middle of the night on the interstate and I never found it. That thing was so big. In the dark, I saw its legs across my little dashboard. I almost wrecked. Almost unalived myself over the spider.
You need to keep a spider in a little jar and just let him out whenever you get pulled over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. No, wait, no, because then it'd be by me. No.
Oh, that's funny. Well, at least you only got a warning ticket for that one.
Right. And I got the spider out. So.
Yeah, that's a double win.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that story. That's funny.
Sure, no problem.
So what's the weirdest reason you got a speeding ticket?
Obviously, driving down the road and getting pulled over. I was speeding, and but I thought I could get out of it, so I'm trying to be funny here.
You going to be a comedian while you're getting a ticket?
Hawkey, you got that get-out-of-jail-free card you carry.
I do have one. I've got one, and listen, that's got me out of a couple of tickets before. Just hand him to get out of jail free. And he's
like,
yeah, it's worth it. You can be humiliated and get the ticket anyway. And I've had that happen too.
I'm digging through my Monopoly game today.
All right.
So what happened when you tried to joke around with a cop?
So, I say to him that I have a medical condition, which makes it impossible for me to drive slow.
Oh. Yeah, he wants to know that medical condition, apparently.
He didn't take it. He's like, yeah, what's your medical condition? Lead foot syndrome?
Oh, wow. So I guess he gave you a ticket.
Yeah, I did not get out of it. He was not laughing.
I had a cop one time actually recognize me, and he was like, oh, I listen to the show all the time. And I was like, thank you so much. He walks away. I'm like, oh, I'm so good now, this ticket. He walked right back up. Hands me the ticket and goes, have a good day. I'm like, wow. How dare you?
He's like, hey, and if you don't mind, give me a shout out tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your story this morning. So tell us your weird speeding story.
Oh, man, I got pulled over because I was trying to get to McDonald's before they stopped serving breakfast.
That's reasonable. Did the cop not let you off for that?
But no, I ended up getting a ticket, and I was like, man, come on. Like, they stopped serving at 10:30. One hamburger at 10:31.
So not only did you get a ticket, but you probably didn't make it in time.
No, I didn't make it in time, and I was so hungry for my hash browns.
Those are good.
That's worse than getting a speeding ticket and not getting your breakfast.
Wow.
All right, that's a funny one, man. Thanks for sharing your story.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
All right, how are you doing? You got a story for us?
Yes, a real good one.
Okay, good.
There's this guy who lived in the country, and he really did this. He took off in his truck to head to work, and annoyingly, there was a grasshopper in the middle of the windshield where the wipers couldn't reach.
Right.
And so he figured he would just speed up and, eventually it would blow off. But as you've known and tried, that thing just stuck to the windshield. It got those it wasn't going anywhere.
It is fun to watch bugs.
Yeah, by the time he noticed, he was doing around 90s, 95 or so, and one of those local cops pulled him over and walked up to the truck. He said, hey, man, you're doing
90 and a 45. Is it a good reason? He goes, yeah. He goes, I'm trying to get grasshopper off the windshield.
Oh, man.
And the cop just looked at him, and he said, hold on. So they got out. They walked up front. He pointed to him. He goes, well, I'll be dang, he's still there. He said, you can keep going, man. Have a great day.
That's funny.
Oh, this is funny.
All right, man. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
I love y'all guys.
I love you. All right, 1-800-386-0937. Weirdest reason you got a ticket this morning. What's your story?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, you got a story for us?
Oh, yeah. Years ago, my brothers and I were on our way back to Greenville from Virginia Beach. And for some reason, me and one of my brothers decided to have a rock, paper, scissors tournament. And we were just going all in. And I didn't realize that I was going 107 miles an hour.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
85. And when the cop pulled us over, he's like, why were you going so fast? And I said, officer, to be honest, we were just doing some rock, paper, scissors. And he just had the strangest blank expression on his face. And he says, well, that's a first.
Yeah. Did he give you a ticket?
Yeah, but because then we made him laugh, and he because of that, he ducked us down a little bit, so didn't get as big of a ticket.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I've heard of playing other games while you're driving Punch Bug and, you know, car bingo and stuff like that, but not rock, paper, scissors.
And it wasn't even my idea. It was my brother's idea.
Blame it on him.
Let's play some rock, paper, scissors.
Well, that's pretty bad. That's all right. Fun. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, bye.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So, Tori, let's say you get bored. And do you decide to start changing things up when you get a little bit bored? Let's say, for example, a lot of women will change the color of something when they're just bored.
My hair, the walls.
Yes.
Anything. Yeah.
And that is kind of funny because women said they like to change the color up when they get bored. Hair was one of the top things.
I'll switch around the furniture. My husband will come in the room, yep, and I'm moving the couch, and he just looks at me and turns around and walks back out.
And that was mentioned. They'll change up the way a room looks. They'll rearrange the furniture. They'll, you know, dress it up a little bit. And that's just because they are bored.
The worst is when you do all of that, and then you take a step back, and you're like, oh, I hate this now. And then you have to do it all again.
Do they not have Netflix? Do you not have Netflix?
I know, right?
Why? I don't get the boredom. Now, I have changed my hair up and rearranged furniture when I just, but right. I wasn't bored. Mm-hmm.
I don't get changing furniture. At some point, you made a decision that you thought it out, and you're like, this is the best arrangement for our furniture in this space.
Well, I guess it depends on the house, though. I have a big open room, so I can move my couch anywhere.
Okay, well, like in our case, we gave a lot of time and thought, this is going to give us the maximum passway area through here and here. It's going to see the TV the best, seat the most people. We're not changing that. We put a lot of time and effort into the reason it's that way.
Yeah, but then you look at it and you think, but does it work the best? And you move it around and you think, oh, it did work the best.
See, I don't go through that step.
And then you have to, I'm telling you, it's so much work.
I trust the fact that we put a lot of effort into it the first time, and there's no reason to change it. It looks good.
Eh.
Yeah, and I hate when you do rearrange furniture. It's like when you go in the grocery store and they've changed things up. It's like, yeah. You can't figure out, like, okay, I used to sit over here. Now where I sit?
You're just sitting on the floor like, where'd the couch go?
This is where I normally sit, and this is where I like the view of the television.
My problem is when I leave to come to work, it's dark in my house. So, but I know where my front door is. I can walk right to it.
Uh-huh.
And I moved the furniture, and I'll just run into the couch. I'm like, oh, I forgot I moved that there. I need a nightlight. Uh-huh.
Top things that women change the color of when they get bored. They say makeup, lipstick, stuff like that. New colors, change it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I did, and then I got it home, because I did this recently, actually, and I got it home, put it with all my other lipsticks, and I was like, oh, that's the same color. It was like not even a shade off.
So you go to the makeup area in the store, and you're like, I just want to change it up, and I like this color.
A little razzle-dazzle, and then I was like, oh, this is exactly the same.
Once again, you gave something a lot of thought, came up with a very good answer, and then tried to change it, and it turns out your original choice was the right choice.
So basically, you're telling me to stop doubting myself.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Have you met me?
I doubt it.
Also, they'll get their nails done. They'll change up the color of their nails if they're bored.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It takes so long, too. And midway through doing it, I'm like, why am I doing this? This is such an effort.
Okay. Okay.
My daughter loves to change her nails up. And I fully support that. Fingernail polish doesn't last forever. You're going to have to change it up. So if you want to have fun with that, that's a great place to change things up.
I agree, because sometimes I'll get the manicurist to buff them out so they're shiny, and sometimes I'll get the clear coat.
Okay, so you need to go sit with Tori there.
So yeah. I like to change it up too.
That's still not changing it up. Clear is clear.
Yeah, and then the buffer.
It's still shiny.
Kato, quit trying to be on her team.
What's changing it up is a man going to get a manicure.
I'm not the only one. Pedicure is awesome.
Treat yourself.
You know, I don't blame you.
Hey, can you match my toenails too there, ma'am?
You know, last time I got a pedicure, there was a gentleman who was an elderly gentleman sitting in the chair next to me.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm like, you can do it. It's just pampering yourself.
All right.
Okay.
I'm sorry y'all don't enjoy life.
We do enjoy life. We just don't feel the need to have our nails done.
You've never had it done. It feels awesome.
On vacation one time, they had this awesome free spa day, and I honestly did not love it very much.
Yeah, and Tom's had his nails done. Take your shoes off. They're yellow. Those toenails are yellow, right?
That's school bus yellow.
Okay, makeup, clothes. Also, another thing they'll change the color of. It's like, I like this sweater. I'm going to get another sweater like this.
I've realized I only shop in the same, like, color wheel. And I tried to change it up recently, and I know now why I don't change it up.
I have done that, too. It's like, you know, I'm more neutrals. I like the browns, blacks, stuff like that. Doesn't stand out. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to try this yellow shirt or a red shirt or a blue one. And you put it on, like, I just... My pooch shows out.
Yeah. Well, when the Barbie movie was so popular, I was like, hot pink, yes. Mm-hmm. And I bought this cute dress, and I was like, oh, I'm not a hot pink girl at all. It does not look good.
Hey, I'm not a hot pink guy either, just let you know.
I wear hot pink on the beach.
He's getting his nails done.
Yeah. From what I hear, Tori, you don't make the right decision at all, ever.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, for a quarter after laughter, we have Anita Renfro. She is talking about changing it up at her house.
I got the house all decorated. Okay, it was fabulous. I had Hunter Green and Burgundy in every room. And I sat down up on my couch to view my masterpiece of decoration. It's like a little timer started ticking in my brain. And this is how it goes. January, I'm looking at everything around me. Isn't this fabulous? I love what I've done. June. Wow, I think I'm just going to look at this little decorating catalog. I sure do miss shopping for decoration accessories. November, I hate everything in this room. I just can't win. I just can't win.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It's tricky when you get together for Thanksgiving and you have a big family. Sometimes you think family's going to have a lot of agreement on political things or other issues, but sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have people in the family have very different views. They say you have to be careful about what you talk about whenever you get to the table around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In fact, nearly half of Americans say they would just rather sit at the kids' table this year.
Well, I do most of the time.
Yeah.
Well, a wine company commissioned a poll, and they asked people about some of the things they hope to avoid this Thanksgiving. A lot of people lean on alcohol to get through their Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
But it also can create a little bit of an atmosphere where people are more likely to fight, too. So they say, first off, it's very obvious, politics is something you should just leave away from the table at Thanksgiving. Even if you all agree, there's a chance there'll be some little detail you won't agree on. It's probably best to avoid that, but you can try to read the room if you want.
Well, yeah.
Money is also something like, hey, what are you making these days? John, I heard you got a big raise. Just not something you bring up at the table. Also, don't shame anyone for their appearance or weight. Oh, Jimmy, you've gained a lot since last year. You going to eat all the cranberry sauce today? Those are not nice conversations, but oddly enough, people have these.
Well, some families are just open to each other.
They say religion is one to be very cautious of. I've seen that in a lot of families. It might be that one of them doesn't believe in the same religion the other person does, or it could be an issue that's actually a political issue, but they drag it into religion as well.
Yeah.
And it's just best not to have those conversations at Thanksgiving. They say also don't talk about your ex and don't ask someone things like, why haven't you found anyone yet? Or when are you getting married? Or when are you having kids?
Oh, we had this happen one time at my in-laws for Thanksgiving. And it ended up being a huge knockdown drag out.
Really?
Yeah. And that year I was drinking. So I was just like, more wine, anyone?
Wine and popcorn, please. Yeah.
Well, and when you were single, you know, you hate. And your aunt's always going like, when are you going to get married? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I know. I mean, you look like you should have somebody by now.
But, I mean, does that offend the person they ask?
Probably.
Well, why? Why does it offend? Just say, I don't know.
Well, because
tell me.
It's like they're accusing you of not having done it yet.
Yeah.
Well, then that's why they're offended.
Who cares?
I would always try to think of some smart aleck comment.
Okay.
You know, you say, well, it's because they don't like my family.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
So they say also, it's best not to talk about personal struggles unless you're in a small group where you know it'll be well received. You probably don't need your cousin Frankie knowing about the fact that you are out of work right now and you're struggling to find a new job.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you can tell Mama that, though. She's always ready to help you.
Well, this is at the dinner table. This isn't sitting around talking to Mom.
Mom, can we talk after dinner?
And they say also to avoid bashing or gossiping about someone who isn't there.
Yeah.
Because you don't know whether the other family members agree with you or not, or are they going to, you know, get upset that you're talking about someone they like in the family?
I don't know. You always got that one cousin that everybody agrees on.
Really? Yeah.
I thought the rule was if they're not there, it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because that's I've been to a lot of dinners and meals because I didn't want to get talked about. So I figure I better show up.
I mean, we do that in here.
Yeah.
You know, if we happen to take a day off for sickness or whatever, I'm like sitting at home going, I know they're talking about
it. Oh, yeah, you're so right. Kane's out today. Yeah. He's a bum. He probably was drinking.
It's like, oh, I'm glad Gladys didn't come this year because she'd bring that old congealed salad, and I don't want that.
Okay. Well, they say there's some things that are safe to talk about. You can talk about freshly cut flowers.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was interesting.
Are those freshly cut flowers, or are they fake on the dinner table?
Okay.
It's okay.
You can talk about puppies or maybe pull up some reels of cute animals.
Why not?
I did just read that they're trying to domesticate raccoons. So
I saw that too. I may talk about that later on because they're saying that raccoons could be your next pet. And look how well it's already working for us to talk about right now.
I'm saying.
Yeah, so that'd be good at the dinner table, huh?
Yeah, so that's good.
You see a raccoon on a leash, though, and someone's walking that out in the neighborhood.
What would that bother you for if it's on a leash?
That would be interesting.
Oh.
I was just imagining me showing up for Thanksgiving dinner with a feral raccoon hissing, and I'm like, look, y'all, I got a new pet.
Yeah. I've got a seat for him here at the table.
Yeah.
It's okay. He washes everything.
Very clean.
They say also you can tell them about your dreams.
Oh, boy.
Because they never offend anyone, but they do bore people.
Oh, not like goals.
Not goals. Like, I woke up, I had a dream, and I was naked in a crowd last night.
Oh. You know, I've realized, thinking back, the trend in our family, as soon as we all sit down to start eating, we start complimenting the food.
Yes.
Oh, this turkey's the best. Well, your mac and cheese is awesome. I mean, about everything on the plate.
Uh-huh. That's great as long as someone doesn't say, well, the stuffing's a little dry this year.
Have you ever had a fight? We've never had arguments at our family.
Really? Gatherings. I thought your family used to have blowouts.
No. Not at the gatherings. It was always behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
When they weren't there talking about them behind their back.
But yeah, we don't. Yeah. We all get along. I know that's shocking for you.
Well, it's shocking because I thought you'd told us stories before of times when you didn't.
Well, there was times I wasn't close to my family as close as we are now.
And that was years that Cato was on the naughty list, y'all.
I was. And then you get older and you realize any little pettiness you had toward any family member is not worth it. They're family.
You know what I dread the most? And this is going to sound terrible. Y'all ever have Thanksgiving with the people who want to go around the table and say what they're thankful for?
Yes.
That gives me so much anxiety.
You just got to be like, I'm thankful for all of you.
I'm thankful for this a wrap up so we can eat.
Yeah, no kidding. If they do it before you get to eat, I would be like, I'm thankful that people are keeping this short so we can get to the food.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, this week, Torture Tuesday, we had Cato eat pumpkin pie for the first time since he was 8, because when he was 8, he ate a couple pieces of pumpkin pie, threw up, and then he's thought about that ever since. And he had not been able to stomach eating pumpkin pie.
That happens for a lot of people. They associate a food with something bad.
And I gagged all day yesterday. I could taste it all day yesterday. I could not get the taste out of my mouth.
Not a huge fan of pumpkin pie anyway. Mm-hmm. And so if you already had that going on. Ugh.
Well, you guys are wrong. And I'll prove it today. Because I've got the top pies that we order according to Instacart.
Well, people love pumpkin spice. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong, because I don't.
Exactly. And I think
I'm just, it's okay.
Well,
I'm just teasing.
You feel like we're wrong.
Well, I wonder why. Could it have been because he said you guys are wrong?
I know. I'm just teasing.
Well, I hurt my feelings.
All right. Instacart just revealed the most ordered pies on their platform. And not surprising, what do you think the number one answer was?
Pecan. Pecan.
No. Number one was apple pie. 29% of all pie deliveries are apple pies.
I forget about apple pie.
That's an American thing.
I know.
Yeah, it's all American apple pie. We have it in songs, all kinds of stuff.
She's my apple pie.
Yeah.
We need to talk.
Not that song.
No.
That's one of my favorite pies, though. I like cherry pie.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good.
Hey, it made the list. Number two, favorite pies, pumpkin pie. 23% of the people said pumpkin pie. That's why I was saying you're wrong.
Doesn't mean it's their favorite. It means it's a holiday staple that people order a lot during the holidays.
And keep in mind, this is one company who delivers food. You don't think about all the people that are on Instacart that are getting pecan pie.
Well, this is how you order it. I mean, I can try to get all the information from Target and Walmart and all the delivery companies out
there. Well, get back to us. It's fine. What is it?
Number three was pecan or pecan pie. It's number three on the list. Cherry pie was number four, Tom. So how about that? And now I don't think of that one most of the time when about pies, but that was number four.
What about blueberry?
It's on here.
All right.
Yep. Lemon meringue pie was number five.
Gross.
Why?
I don't like meringue. Okay. That's just like foam to me. Like
it's like styrofoam on the top of the pie. I love it.
My mom, back in the day before I took over making banana puddings, my mom made the hot banana pudding that you bake in the oven, and it's got the meringue on top.
Yeah, I love it.
My dad had a meringue tree in his backyard.
What? That's a...
You should see it. It's pretty cool.
It wasn't a meringue tree. Was it a mango, maybe? Or?
Oh, my God.
What's a meringue tree?
I don't know either.
Yeah. I'm honestly, yeah.
It's a joke.
He was being a joke.
Oh.
Meringue is the foamy topping on it.
Yeah. It's like...
I think it's some of the best part of the pie sometimes. Mm-mm. Yeah, especially because my mom makes it on chocolate pie, which made the list too.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberry was number 6 on the list. Chocolate pie was number 7. Key lime pie, number 8, which that one sometimes is pretty tart. You get it, and it's almost like you're eating one of those Jolly Ranchers.
I agree, and I've not been the biggest fan, but I'll tell you the best key lime pie is at Publix. It's in the refrigerated section, and it's not as tart.
Okay.
So if you want to try it.
Peach pie, number 9, rounding out the list was sweet potato pie.
Oh, my God. What happened to mincemeat? My grandma used to make that.
Well, you know what? And this is another report with Google Trends. They look at the most searched and easy gourmet pie recipes. And those are chicken pot pie was on here.
Oh, yum.
A shepherd's pie. Mm. Is that like the mincemeat, Tom?
No.
It's not?
No, mincemeat is actually a fruit thing.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it.
Bobby, you're educating me this morning. I had no idea there was a meringue tree, and then you got the mincemeat.
Shepherd's pie. Fruit. I'm sorry. Shepherd's pie is the one that's got the hamburger, the veggies, and the topping is mashed potatoes. That's a lot better than meringue.
Also, another search one was a peanut butter pie, which I have not eaten there.
I just drove to Wade's in Spartanburg yesterday and picked up a peanut butter pie.
Okay. Is that like a pecan pie?
No, it's almost like meringue.
You know what? They have trees. Trees that grow that.
Mincemeat is a mixture of spiced dried fruits.
Ooh.
It's a British sweet pie. It's actually, my grandma's was pretty good.
Is it like a fruit cake, though, that nobody eats and uses as a doorstop during the holiday season?
It sounds like that thing Rachel made on Friends. Where she tried to do the layered treat, but she ended up putting meat in it.
It's so deceiving, though, to say mince meat pie, and there's no meat in it.
Yeah. You know what? I bet they came up with that name so nobody would want it, and then they're like, more for me.
Yeah, it usually has things like raisins, currants, spices like cinnamon and nutmeg and cloves, sugar, and often brandy, rum, or whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does not have meat in it.
I like the chocolate pecan pie that's got the whiskey in it. Somebody makes that sometimes. Yeah.
It's a friend used to make a wine cake.
Yeah, wine
that
cake.
That was really good.
You couldn't drive after that one, trust me. That thing, you pull it up and it'd be dripping from wine. Yeah. But when it comes to pies, 6 million American men aged 30 to 50 have done this or admitted to doing this.
Stealing a piece of pie.
They have eaten the last piece of pie and denied it. It's like, you know, if somebody comes out, who ate the last piece of pumpkin pie? I don't know. You're sitting there shoveling it down in a different room.
I remember old comic strips, and there was this common thing where they would have a housewife that had made a pie, and she sets it on a thing on the outside of the window to cool down,
right,
and someone would steal it or something like that.
Why was that such a thing? I've seen that cartoon, too, and it's like, wouldn't you learn after a while to not put it on the windowsill?
Right. I mean, why even not just put it in your counter and let it cool down?
Right.
Yeah. And then nowadays, you got that screen right there, and you got to kind of prop up the pie a little bit differently. It's like it falls out of the plate. You can't do that anymore. No one does that anymore.
Yeah.
Because everybody's got the screen so the bugs don't get in. But you do see that in cartoons and old movies where they set the pie out on the window. It's almost like you're drying your clothes. Or something. I don't know. Hey, did I tell you guys I learned something about meringues? Grows on tree.
I heard that.
Yeah. I'm going to Home Depot, see if I can find the seeds to plant.
I'm going to the fruit section at Publix today, see if they got the meringue section.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, scientists have found that sleep deprivation makes us less attractive and unapproachable and grumpy.
Who knew? I'm glad they spent a lot of money with scientists to find that out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would have just thought sleep deprivation was good for you.
Well, yeah. But to not get enough sleep can turn people into social outcasts. The scientists found typically we feel lonelier, too, and try to avoid human contact just like those with social anxiety.
Bringing this up when I have an infant at home who is not sleeping right now, mm-hmm, feels a little pointed.
No, I'm just giving you some...
right there.
I'm not pointing anybody out in the room.
You're not pointing at my dark circles?
You should pay attention, though.
Yeah.
I would, but I'm too tired.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Their vibe can even make people feel withdrawn in their company after 60 seconds. And just cutting rest time by a couple of hours can make the difference after one night. The less sleep you get, the less you want to socially interact with other people. And it turns out that other people perceive you as more socially repulsive if you don't get enough sleep. Wow.
I feel like that it depends, because sometimes you have that night where you don't sleep, you don't get enough rest, and you come in the next day, and for some reason, you're wired, and you're just doing great. Mm-hmm. And then some days you come in, and you feel like you are a punching bag and that you should crawl in bed.
Yeah, so that stops after like 2 months. The whole like, oh, I'm punch drunk, I feel great, that stops eventually. Eventually, you just turn into the other version of that.
We know.
Yeah.
What kind of punch?
Punch.
But get this, women sleep longer than men, but men wake up in a better mood. They had a new study of people in 47 different countries found that even though women sleep longer than men, men almost always wake up in a happier mood. They're not as grumpy.
Because she knows she's got to get up and take care of him. He just has a free day.
Could be. In 44 out of the 47 countries, the average man wakes up in a better mood than the average woman. The only three countries where women wake up happier, they say, is Colombia, Portugal, and the Ukraine.
Colombia, where the coffee is?
Probably South Carolina.
Not probably where the coffee is.
Yeah, it is. It's where the coffee is.
I can see how the women get in a bad mood. But this is like, I wonder how they measured it, whether they were in a good mood or not. Like, I wouldn't even be in a good mood if I was in this study.
Okay.
If people were waking me up and asking me how I'm feeling.
Okay. When are you in a good mood, though?
Usually when I leave here.
In America, though, men sleep an average of 6 hours and 54 minutes a night, and women sleep 7 hours and 11 minutes per night.
Huh.
That actually surprises me, because I feel like women get up and start things a lot of times. They're the ones get up and start making breakfast while the man's still in bed sometimes.
Well, maybe they go to bed before the man.
Maybe so.
Well, I think also, though, but the guys get up early to go to work. They're already out the door. They're making, you know, they're probably getting the kids ready and stuff.
Well, you know, women work now, too.
I know.
I was thinking that.
Very early.
And a lot of times they got to get up and get the kids going before.
And a lot of times they've been up all night feeding the kid.
Okay.
So there's that too.
But the people behind the study didn't offer up any theories on why men are, you know, in a better mood than women.
Maybe it's because they're not being picked on as much. Being told that they're in a bad mood.
That this is the same thing as like when someone says smile and you're like, what? Now I'm in a bad mood. You know?
Yeah, when they come to you and they go, hey, you look like you're in a bad mood, and you're like, well, I wasn't, but now I am.
Or they're like, are you sick? And you're like, no, why? And they're like, oh, no reason.
Well, just saying, I think a few people in here need some more sleep.
Let's take a nap.
I can do it right now.
I could. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.